We continue in the Haggadah and we say, Tse ulmad. Go out and learn Mabikesh Lavan Arami Lasot LeYaakov Avinu. That which Lavan the Armenian wanted to do to Yaakov, our forefather. And what we're saying here is a very important point throughout our lives. When we look at what happened in Egypt, that seems to be a tremendous miracle. God really saved us. And we say, Mitchila Uvdei Avodah Zarah. Initially, our forefathers were pagans. They served idols. And then we evolve and we say, go look at what happened with Lavan. Because Paro only decreed on the males, and Lavan wanted to uproot everything, as the verse says, etc. What are we saying here? We're saying that the story of Lavan and Yaakov teaches us how to view life throughout the generations. We're coming off of the song, V'hi she'amdal avoteinu velanu. What stood by our forefathers and us? The fact that God saved us from the hands of our enemies. And we might think this is only the enemies like Haman, the enemies like Nebuchadnezzar, the enemies like Paro. God saved us from the hands of all these enemies. We say in the Haggadah, that's not right. Say ulmad, go out and learn what Lavan wanted to do to Yaakov. Lavan wanted to destroy everything. And we only know that Lavan wanted to destroy everything in hindsight. The verse says, and after over 400 years, God tells the Jewish people, Arami Oved Avi, that Armenian wanted to destroy our forefather. And God overturned it and made miracles that everything would be good for us. But did Yaakov know that Lavan was out to kill him? Did Yaakov know that he was in danger of death? Did he know that Lavan was about to kill him when he was camping there? We say, in hindsight, look at what happened, look at how God saved us. On the surface, what do you see? Lavan tried to help Yaakov. Lavan took care of Yaakov. The worst point, Lavan says, Yesh le'el yadi la'asot imachem ra. I have the power to harm you. But did he really want to destroy everything? We say yes. Arami Oved Avi, that Armenian Lavan, he was prepared to kill everyone out. And we say, Tse ulmad, take the time to go out and learn what Lavan wanted to do, because that teaches us a lesson for future generations as well, to have appreciation that at every moment there are lurking dangers. We don't necessarily know them, but Hashem is saving us from them. That's the continuation of the Hishamda. Just as there are generations where we know they tried to destroy us and God saved us, so too there are generations where we don't know it, but it was lurking and God did away with the danger before it came to fruition. And we then go in the Haggadah and we start analyzing the verses. We say, Vayered Mitzrayim. It says that Armenian tried to wipe out our forefather, and our forefather had to go down to Egypt. Anu salpi hadibu. He was forced. God told him to go down. What are we stressing here? We're stressing a few points. Firstly, after Yaakov had suffered at the hands of Lavan, Yaakov knew how bad it was to be in Chutz La'aretz. He knew what he had to put up with the first 22 years he was out in Chutz La'aretz. First 20 years he was out by Lavan. So when Yaakov came back to Israel, he said to himself, no way I'm leaving Israel. I know what it's like out there. And he found himself 22 years later going down to Egypt. Vayered Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down to Egypt, anus al pi adibu, forced by God say so, because had God not told him to go down to Egypt, Yaakov wouldn't have done it. Anus al pi adibu, he was forced by God. Our sages say there was a decree pending. God had said the Jews will be down in Egypt and they will be enslaved. So technically it was bound to happen. And it could have happened that a group of bandits would have come, taken all of Yaakov's wealth, put him in shackles and taken him down to Egypt. That's the way the decree could have come to be. But no, God did us a favor. God made it that he came down in great wealth, with great honor. His son was viceroy. God did him a favor. And nonetheless, he was forced. He was forced because it was already predetermined. But when God brought it to be, God made it in a sweet way. Vayagol Sham, it says, we say, he was forced to go down to Egypt and he was a sojourner there. He was a visitor, a guest. He wasn't planning on sinking in Egypt. He wasn't planning on becoming a citizen, a permanent resident. And Chazal tell us, had Yaakov Avinu entered Egypt with the thought, this is my new homeland, like some said, this is the Jerusalem of Germany, so he wouldn't have made it out. The only reason Yaakov and his family made it out was because their initial mindset was, we're not coming to stay, we're visitors. And that mindset kept them throughout their period in Egypt. That's why they didn't change their language. They maintained their language, their names, their identity. And that's what we're going to see in a second. We continue and say, Bimtei Me'at, they came down small in numbers. They came down numbering only 70. And then they became a great nation. That indicates that they were a nation within a nation. What does it mean, a nation within a nation? There are a few identifying marks of a nation. There's the language. There's the land. There's the family, and there are the customs. Am Yisrael couldn't maintain the land, right? They had the family. They didn't. They maintained Goshen as their ghetto, which was a miracle in and of itself. How can you have such a small area, small part of Egypt, that was home to over 2 million people? That was a miracle. It was a gift God gave them. 600,000 men, over 20. You figure approximately the same number of women, you're at 1,200,000. Right? So it's even more, right? It might have been 10 million, 100%. It could have been, and according to the opinion, it was 1/500. Hamushim, according to the opinion, is 1/500. So you're talking about huge numbers. That was a miracle. That was a gift that God gave them, that they could all live in the same area. They maintained their language and they maintained their customs. And that's Vayhi Sham Legoy Gadol. They were there as an independent great nation maintaining their customs. Now, when we went down to Egypt, we numbered 70. And that has importance on a spiritual level. Hashem says, I made you corresponding to the nations. We know there are 70 nations. When it's recorded in Noah, the nations that came forth and inhabited the land, so they number 70, and God made us correspond to those 70. We know we have 12 tribes corresponding to the 12 mazalos of the zodiac. So Hashem made us corresponding to the potential of the world, and that also is a concept that we know throughout, that our job is to bring out the potential in the world. Meaning that's part of our job. That's why we were in Galut. Our job was to bring out the light from within the nations. Atzum. The Pasuk says we were in Egypt, we were Atzum. And Atzum means they were powerful.
Can you repeat the last thing you said?
That one of our jobs when we were in Galut was to bring out the light from within the nations, what the Kabbalists call the Nitzotzot. Take the Nitzotz from each nation, the spark that's in each nation. According to one opinion, that is the Gerim that we bring in. That every nation has people who have potential. They're potential Jews, and where we're there, so they get a taste of what the Jewish people are, and then that's the spark that's supposed to light up when it comes in contact with the people who have been exiled to their territory. Atzum, with great might, because ordinarily if a woman has 5-6 kids at a time, so the kids, you know, the kids come out, this one has this problem, that one has that problem, and this one's weak, and that one's weak, and they have a problem developing. The Pasuk stresses that the Jewish people, even though they multiplied and they had birth after birth and they had quadruplets and quintuplets and I don't know how you say six at a time. Okay. we all know what we're saying. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, so they were vayatzmu. They were awesome. They were powerful. They were mighty. And this was another gift that Hashem gave us. We're going to have to pause over here and we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem after Alvit and Supper.